So experts may be telling us not to seal off a room after all, but that leaves the question of what you do with all the plastic sheeting and duct tape that you may have bought over the last week. Shoshana Berger is the editor of Ready Made Magazine and joins us now to offer some suggestions. Welcome.
Hello.
Just very briefly, Ready Made Magazine is what?
A do-it-yourself magazine for smart folks with a creative gene.
Okay, so here I am. Let's say I've spent the last week running around. I've bought emergency supplies. I got three or four rolls of duct tape, the last ones I got off the shelves, and some plastic sheeting. What can I do with this stuff?
Well, we say here at Ready Made that you can never have enough of this stuff, but if you do, if it's obstructing access to your kitchen, make a wallet or a belt or a tie out of duct tape. People have been doing this for years, and for a wallet, it's very easy. You lay out a sheet of paper, and you cover the edge with a piece of duct tape and keep laying it down in successive overlapping layers. Fold it over, tape up the sides, snip it in a little bit, apply Velcro, and voila, you have an indestructible wallet.
So what else can we do with this stuff?
Well, I like the duct tape guy's suggestion. There's these two guys who've written several books on using duct tape, and they suggest that women tape the toilet seat down with it.
Well?
You'll never have a problem again with the toilet seat being left up.
Well, now, is the plastic sheeting as versatile as the duct tape?
I personally would like to sew it around a poster or a piece of art and use it as a shower curtain.
And so you have the art showing through the curtain?
Waterproof art to shower next to.
Now, what about the duct tape and the plastic sheeting together? Do they raise interesting combinations in your mind?
How about a plastic sheeting terrarium that's duct taped down? So you've got a bunch of little seedlings and saplings for spring in your backyard, and you want them to get as much solar energy as possible, so you duct tape down plastic sheeting on top of them. What do you think?
It sounds like a great gardening suggestion. I think it's going to be happening in my backyard as soon as the snow on the East Coast gets cleared away here. Now, the thing that fascinates me is that before this recommendation was made for duct tape, that there was already kind of a cult of duct tape. You mentioned the duct tape guys who've written books and so forth.
Several, yes. And I actually found a site online called Fancy Deluxe that has all sorts of different duct tape accessories and clothing, including a three-piece suit made entirely out of duct tape for $200.
We were looking on the web last night and saw really quite lovely roses made entirely out of duct tape.
Yes, yes, I've seen that. You can get it in all different colors, so you don't have to have silver roses. You could have pink roses.
And duct tape is a regular feature in Ready Made Magazine.
It is indeed a regular feature. We try and have at least a mention of duct tape in every issue.
So this whole alert has been something of a boon for people of your bent of mind, if you will.
Oh, yeah. And I think our sales are just going to go through the roof for it.
Shoshana Berger is the editor of Ready Made Magazine. She's in Berkeley, California. Shoshana, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.